Join us at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd of April on the Church of Scotland's YouTube channel for the 2021 Passion Play.
I'm reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, and from verse 21 to verse 30. After he said these things, Jesus became visibly upset. And then he told them why. One of you is going to betray me. The disciples looked around at one another, wondering who on earth he was talking about. One of the disciples, the one Jesus loved dearly, was reclining against him, his head on his shoulder. Peter motioned to him to ask who Jesus might be talking about. So, being the closest, he said, "Master, who?" Jesus said, "The one to whom I give this crust of bread after I've dipped it." Then he dipped the crust and gave it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. As soon as the bread was in his hand, Satan entered him. "What you must do," said Jesus, "do. Do it and get it over with." No one around the supper table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that, since Judas was their treasurer, Jesus was telling him to buy what they needed for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Judas with the piece of bread, left. It was night. Amen.
John doesn't go into the business of the breaking of bread and pouring of wine, but there's no doubt that he's describing the same occasion when he tells of the washing of feet and of Jesus handing the piece of bread to Judas. I sometimes wonder how church would be different if we'd focused as much on washing one another's feet as we have on celebrating the sacrament. Anyway, more of that some other time. For now, it's to Judas that we turn, and to Peter. The church has traditionally viewed these two as being of an altogether different order. Judas, the scheming weasel who betrayed his friend and master. Peter, the rock, the hero. Flawed, of course, but worthy of much respect. But were they as different as all that? Not at least in terms of how they let Jesus down. Judas's betrayal was, of course, the clincher in terms of Jesus being arrested. But was Peter's outright and threefold denial of Jesus any less damning? Not to speak of the other disciples who were nowhere to be seen in that moment of truth. There's not much to be gained by speculating about everything that Judas went through following his betrayal, other than that his sense of shame would appear to have been unbearable. But here's the thing. Peter knew that shame too, in the deepest place. And wouldn't you have? Luke puts it this way. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Look long and hard, and you'll struggle to find a more poignant, agonising moment in the whole of Scripture. I can feel myself right into that place where Peter was, that awful sense of having let my Lord down. Surely those bitter tears are ours too. And yet Peter found forgiveness and, out of that, peace. I hope that you are able to know yourself forgiven. Of course, first that would require an acknowledgement that you stand in need of forgiveness. P.T. Forsyth said, "Only those who know the despair of guilt can appreciate the breathless wonder of forgiveness." Psalm 32 is good on this matter. There we find the psalmist saying, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin." In knowing our brokenness, may we find our forgiveness. Do you know that when God forgives, it really is a clean slate? Recently, I was having trouble with my laptop. It was telling me that I was out of storage, and yet I had deleted a huge amount of files and moved others to the external drive. Then someone asked me if I'd emptied the bin. Well, I hadn't. I'd been under the impression that once items were sent to the bin, that was them gone. Not so. They're still there. So I had to permanently delete them, empty the bin. And what a difference that made. Laptop working perfectly again. When God forgives us, he consigns our sins to the bin and empties the bin. They're gone completely. Why then would we not live free from guilt when the Lord has made it so? Peter found a way to receive that forgiveness. Judas, not so much. I pray that you will know yourself forgiven and loved by Jesus, and that nothing shall ever rob you of the peace that comes from that.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Lord, have mercy.
Can we imagine your distress, Jesus? Help us to try. What was it like to be betrayed in that way? How did it feel? How much did it hurt to have someone so close do that to you? As you sat there and looked at them all, this group you'd gathered over the years, with Judas quietly taking his leave, how did it feel? Do it quickly, you said. That you knew what was to come, even though the others didn't have a clue, that you would still go there, knowingly, willingly. Open us, Lord Jesus, to the pain we inflict. Help us to see the wee betrayals that we do every day. Help us to notice the dark shadows that lurk in our own hearts. Open us, Lord Jesus, to the pains we've buried, the scars we carry from the betrayals we have felt and the slights we still nurse. Open us and help the wounds to heal. Open us, Lord Jesus, to the price of your love. The money that Judas was paid doesn't come close, does it? The price of your love, the price you paid, the lengths you would go to. Open us, Lord Jesus, as we spend time in the story of those final days and all that they meant and still mean. Open us and fill us with love, priceless love. Amen.
And now, go in peace, and may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, and remain with you today and forevermore. Amen.